Okay, turn with me in your Bibles to John 15. Okay, we'll look at these verses here, John chapter 15, and I want you to notice the word fruit. I am the true vine, and my Father is the husbandman. Every branch in me that beareth not fruit, he taketh away. And every branch that beareth fruit, he purgeth it, that it may bring forth more fruit. Now ye are clean through the word which I have spoken unto you. Abide in me, and I in you. As the branch cannot bear fruit of itself, except it abide in the vine, no more can ye, except ye abide in me. I am the vine, ye are the branches. He that abideth in me, and I in him, the same bringeth forth much fruit. For without me, ye can do nothing. If a man abide not in me, he is cast forth as a branch, and is withered. And men gather them, and cast them into the fire, and they are burned. If ye abide in me, and my words abide in you, ye shall ask what you will, and shall be done unto you. Herein is my Father glorified, that ye bear much fruit. So shall ye be my disciples. As the Father hath loved me, so have I loved you. Continue ye in my love. If ye keep my commandments, ye shall abide in my love, even as I have kept my Father's commandments, and abide in his love. These things have I spoken unto you, that my joy might remain in you, and that your joy might be full. This is my commandment, that ye love one another, as I have loved you. Greater love hath no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friends. Ye are my friends, if ye do whatsoever I command you. Henceforth I call you not servants, for the servant knoweth not what his Lord doeth. But I have called you friends, for all things that I have heard of my Father I have made known unto you. You have not chosen me, but I have chosen you, and ordained you that you should go and bring forth fruit, and that your fruit should remain, that whatsoever ye shall ask of the Father in my name, he may give it you. Now, as you look at this passage on fruit, of course, the first question is, what does it mean, fruit? What is it talking about? Now, I think maybe there's a couple keys here. Verse 16, it says, I've chosen you and ordained you that you should, what? Go. You should go. Go ye therefore. Right? Go ye therefore. And disciple all nations. Go. Go. Then it's interesting, it says that your fruit should remain. That's an interesting truth. Your fruit should remain. That gives us an insight as well. Lasting fruit. Lasting fruit. Fruit that remains. And that gives us another insight that it's talking about souls, isn't it? Not talking about a profession of faith. I'm talking about fruit that remains. Hmm. So let's look at this passage of Scripture. Every branch in me that beareth not fruit. So here we have, here we go. No fruit. No fruit. That's the first fruit here, no fruit. No fruit. Then verse 4, we have fruit. Abide in me, and I in you. As a branch cannot bear fruit of itself. Isn't it amazing? We can give all excuses we want, but the number one issue is our relationship with God. That's the number one issue. Our relationship with God. Isn't it an amazing thing? You know, we can say, no one's interested. No one would take my track. Nobody wanted to talk. No open doors. What's the difference between that and you know, the Lord put this person across my path. This person came up to me. Can you believe it? This person came up to me and with tears in her eyes and they said, you know, my life is empty. I need God. You know, we can go on. What's it saying? The issue is our relationship with God. And I know by personal experience, I know. It's all about personal, our relationship with God. You know, and when we're not right with God, there are no open doors. There isn't anybody who's interested. We don't know what to say. We don't have anything to say. Right? Because it's all about a relationship with God. We can put every excuse we want. And if you were in Sunday school on Sunday, remember we talked about the fact that we are living in the easiest mission field on the earth. Right here, America. Easiest mission field on the earth. And one of the biggest mission fields in all the world. 280 million unsaved people. I learned that in the play. 280 million unsaved people. And they all speak our same language. Isn't that amazing? Now, notice. So we have no fruit. We have fruit. Now we have more fruit. Every branch in me that beareth not fruit, he taketh away. And every branch that beareth fruit, he purgeth it, that it may bring forth more fruit. That's what God's interested in. More fruit, isn't he? More fruit. You know, we can be content to say, well, you know, it was 5 years ago, and I talked to my neighbor about God. I was talking to a guy, he said, you know, my ministry, and praise the Lord, he's growing, I think. He says, my ministry is I go to VCY bookstore and I buy 5 tracks. And then when I'm done passing out those 5 tracks, I don't know how long it took, a month or two or three, I go back and I buy 5 more. Well, that's better than passing out none. Amen. And it's better than passing out 5 and stopping. But you know, God's interested in more fruit. That's what he's interested in, more fruit. Whatever we're doing, it's not good enough. You understand what I'm saying? Whatever we're doing, it's not good enough. Because God wants us to grow, and he wants to change us, and he wants to prune us. And he wants to prune things out of our life that are unnecessary, so we have time to witness. He wants more fruit, whatever stage of life we are. Then let's go to verse 5. I am the vine, ye are the branches. He that abideth in me and I in him, the same bringeth forth much fruit. Well, we got some grapevines in our backyard. And they're the real thing. They got seeds in them, those grapes. And that's good for you. And a little bit bitter when you chew them up, but, you know. And so I went out there, and they're beginning to break bud, and I was looking at these grapevines, and I said, I sure hope these grapevines don't have many grapes on them this year. I sure hope there's only a blossom here or there, and I sure hope these grapevines have little tiny little grapes on them. That's what I said. Believe it? No. He that abideth in me and I in him, what's natural? The same bringeth forth much fruit. That's God's plan. Much fruit. Not a little. Not some. Much! And obviously, what's the interest? What's it saying? It says everyone that's connected to the vine brings much fruit. In other words, walking in the Spirit, abiding in Christ, not walking in our own strength, not walking in our flesh, walking in the Spirit in communion with the Lord Jesus Christ. Much fruit! It's a rebuke to me. I don't know about you. How much are we really abiding in Christ? And then it says, verse 16, you've not chosen me, but I've chosen you and ordained you that you should go forth and bring forth fruit, and that your fruit should remain. You know, you want real fruit. You want green fruit. You want real fruit. fruit that remains. We used to have this plum tree. Used to. Had it for a long time. It would have all these blossoms. I mean, they'd have all these blossoms. And maybe, I don't know, but, you know, by the time it was time to pick the plums, maybe I could find one or two. This last fall, I was out in the garden with the excavator. And I said, that's it. You're gone. You're in the way. When I rototill the garden, this thing's in the way. You know? Knocks my cap off. And so I said, you're done. Fruit that remains. We had an apricot tree like that once too. It was a little bit different. I mean, it had millions of apricots. Not quite. But it had a lot. And you know, it would just seem that you'd have all these apricots dropping off. Just dropping off by the tons, you know. And you get a few of them, you know, and they're really small. That one got ousted too. Fruit didn't remain. But you know, same thing. You so-called lead somebody to Christ, and pretty soon they're gone. Gone. I say to myself, you know, I probably was too quick to pull the net. Get the net out. Boy, I'm really glad no soul winner tried to lead me to the Lord. You know that? You know, I remember the day I got under deep conviction that I was a sinner. But I needed a lot more conviction than that. I needed a lot more. I needed the Holy Spirit to really work repentance in my heart. I'm sure glad nobody was there to quick lead me in a prayer before I was ready. I'm glad the Holy Spirit kept working on me, kept working on me, kept working on me. And then I think about myself. I think, you leave that guy in a prayer too quickly. You know, I'm getting more and more gun-shy as time goes on. I'm thinking, you know what? I'd just rather have them come and hear the Bible preached. 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 You know, give them the word. Witness to them. But let them come to Christ on their own. When they're really ready. I'm not saying that universally. But I'm just telling you the truth of where I'm at in my soul. Because I want fruit that remains. I want fruit that remains. God chose us to be fruit bearers. And the illustration here is obvious that it's He that does it all. And He has to work in our life first. and the amount that he is working in our life is the key to how much fruit he can use us as a vessel to bear. We got to have a couple things that are really clear here. No fruit, that's a bad sign. No fruit. You know, I guess there's a lot of ways to put it, but you know, let me put it a different way, okay? You know what I see? And this is a general observation, okay? You know what kind of people get in trouble in their Christian life? You know what kind of people get in trouble with their Christian life? Other things are more important than winning souls. Other things are more important than winning souls. And you know what? If you don't recognize that God's plan is for us to be a vessel to win souls, guess what? It's really easy not to be right with God. It's really easy to be far from God. It's really easy to be away from God, be carnal, and you don't even know it. Because you don't need any power. You don't need any power. And there's no test to see if you have power or not. You know what I'm saying? You know, if you never try to start the engine, right? You don't know what's going on, right? Never try to start the engine? Huh. Yeah, it runs. Go try to start it up. Kind of interesting, isn't it? It's not, you know, a general truth. Don't witness. Silent witness. I don't know anybody ever got saved by a silent witness. Never. How can they call on him whom they have never heard? Right? Well, I think we got the point. Fruit? No fruit! Isn't that an interesting parallel? People who don't try to win souls and get close to God in winning souls, they're the ones who get into spiritual trouble and start going the wrong direction. No fruit. Fruit. More fruit. Much fruit. Fruit that remains. That's God's plan. A simple, simple presentation in God's Word. And each one of those is very, very thought-provoking truths for our souls. Each one of those truths reveals something about our relationship, our fellowship, not our fellowship with Jesus Christ. Think of the disciples. They said, "Don't you dare say another word in this name of Jesus." And they said, "We cannot but speak." Amen? They're abiding in Christ. We cannot but speak. That's all about abiding.
Well, the Lord can use each one of these things in our lives because every one of us are somewhere in this text. Every one of us are somewhere in this text. And this focus really is key in our life. Key in our life. It can be boo-hooed. It can be... You can say anything you want about it. But if we're not somewhere in the process of bringing forth fruit, we're not following Jesus. We're not following Jesus. Follow me and I'll make you fishers of men. Let's pray. Lord, these are great truths. Every one of us, Lord, can search our hearts inside and out about the realities of this. And Lord, I know just from personal experience that we many times, myself included, would like to just ignore these truths and brush them off, not have to face them, not even have to think about them, just pretend like they're something other than what they are. But Lord, tonight, just the very aspect of teaching your word makes me face it right in square in the eye. And Lord, I pray that your people as well would not be deceived by just going through the motions of Christian life without really understanding what it means to abide in Christ and what the normal result is. Oh God, we need you. Deliver some precious soul tonight. Help not to evade the truth. Help them to surrender to you. To make their life about what you're interested in, Lord. Fruit. With heads bowed and eyes closed, the Lord is speaking to your heart tonight and say, you know, I've been trying to avoid this whole issue of being a witness for Christ. I did a little bit, but obviously this whole idea of abiding and just the outflow of abiding and the result of that is convicting to me that this is supposed to be a part of every day of my life. And say, God is speaking to my heart about abiding in Christ, about being a spirit-filled witness for Jesus Christ, living the life. I say, God has spoken my heart. I'm making a real decision about that tonight. Pastor, pray with me. Anyone here? Okay, praise the Lord. Number of hands. Okay. Lord, you see the hands, you know the hearts, you know our need. And Lord, we're little children. We need your help to go forward. And I pray in your mercy and grace that you would lead each one of these precious souls forward. Wherever they're at, lead them forward. May these truths be real in their life. Might even tonight they just surrender themselves to be a witness for Christ. Pray to be a witness tonight or tomorrow for a specific soul. And as they truly surrender to you and call upon you, Lord, the amazing thing of how you'll answer that prayer. Might you be glorified. Lord, help us to be which you called us to be, bear much fruit, and that fruit would remain. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.